In China, the Beijing Spring protesters are now facing growing pressure from hardline officials who are moving to end the long student siege in the capital. Richard Roth reports.
There were indications today the government is trying out new steps to tighten control, a sign of a crackdown on free expression, not against the pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square directly, but against some of their sympathizers, some who've been inspired by the students' protest. Leaders of a fledgling independent trade union said police had arrested three of their leaders. Authorities wouldn't confirm that, but the claim was enough to draw a crowd to Beijing's police headquarters, where insults were exchanged for several hours before the crowd drifted away. Meanwhile, the crowd of demonstrators still encamped in Beijing's central square has a new rallying point, a 30-foot-tall model of the Statue of Liberty, built by art students and erected overnight. Its appearance energized the square's occupiers and attracted thousands of onlookers today. The government so far has ignored the new symbol of defiance, though it's hard to overlook. It stands between the monument to China's revolutionary heroes at the center of the huge plaza and the portrait of Mao that hangs above the entrance to the Forbidden City, the ancient home of China's emperors. Richard Roth, CBS News, Beijing.
Pro-democracy protest continues in China, but as Richard Roth reports, that hasn't stopped people from observing a holiday.
It's Children's Day in China when the whole country dotes on its youth, and though authorities had expressed concern the sit-in at Tiananmen Square would prevent youngsters from celebrating, it didn't. But the sit-in didn't end either. The pro-democracy demonstrators baked under a blistering sun today while the government maneuvered in its own way trying to turn up the heat. Authorities said security troops had been stationed at what were called 10 major targets, including the airport and train station, to support martial law. Yesterday, martial law was supported by a government-organized rally outside the Capitol, but it's hardly been enforced at all. No demonstration is known to have been suppressed, and three union organizers arrested earlier in the week have now been released. Richard Roth, CBS News, Beijing.
More protest in China today, this time in favor of the Chinese government. But as John Sheehan reports, many of the participants were not involved by choice.
The chanting crowds today were not demanding democracy. They were demonstrating against it. Thousands of farmers, workers, and school children were ordered by local party officials to march against the student pro-democracy movement. The government-orchestrated demonstration was bigger and more anti-American than on previous days. Three men dressed in red, white, and blue like Uncle Sam led a caricature Chinese dissident on a string of make-believe dollar bills. The figure of the dissident was supposed to represent Chinese astrophysicist Fang Lijie, an outspoken critic of the communist system. Western diplomats said that the increasingly anti-American tone of the government demonstrations could backfire by discouraging foreign investment that China needs. John Sheehan, CBS News, Beijing.
It's morning in Beijing, but it was a noisy and sometimes tense night. These chanting students had surrounded a bus used by troops after other troops marched toward Tiananmen Square. There were about 1,000 on foot, but they were outnumbered by the pro-democracy demonstrators. The protesters turned the troops away. CBS News correspondent Richard Roth was on the scene.
It was absolutely full of people who surrounded the soldiers and pushed them in a direction opposite from that of the square, pushed them back in the direction of where they had been billeted for the past several days. The soldiers were broken up into small groups by the people, absolutely surrounded by them, and simply moved by the force of the crowd away from the square back toward the area where they had been billeted.
CBS News correspondent John Sheehan reports the surge of troops was two-pronged.
Western intelligence sources say the composition of the force that was coming into town was such that this looks like somebody's huge blunder. These troops had marched for a long time. They had double-timed the last 2 miles. They were exhausted by the time they got near the square. They were not armed. They were wearing army pants and white shirts and neckties.
And apparently somebody decided at some command level to increase the army presence in the city, but did it in a very foolish way. To the west of Tiananmen Square, another force came up in buses and trucks, and those were armed personnel. Inside the buses, the students found assault rifles packed in duffel bags, and they found billy clubs. That sounds much more like people's armed police than the army.
Ordinary citizens, not just student protesters, have been involved overnight. Some who blocked a busload of soldiers shouted at the soldiers, "Are you human? Do you have a conscience?" The civilians tried to force open the windows, and the soldiers are said to have huddled inside in fright. China Update. I'm Donna Peniak, CBS News.
Good morning. I'm Mike Pulsifer, and this is the CBS World News Roundup. The sound of Chinese students and residents at Beijing's Great Hall shouting at army troops sent him to quell the pro-democracy demonstrations that have swept China in recent weeks. The confrontation between police and demonstrators turned violent for a time today. Police used clubs and belts to hit protesters in Beijing. Some of the demonstrators were left bloodied. Army troops have again been sent to the area, but again have been met with peaceful and, at last word, successful resistance. Let's get the latest word now as we return to Beijing and correspondent John Sheehan. What's the update, Jack?
Well, Mike, the troops have moved in from the north, from the east, and from the south. The situation at this moment is that large forces of the People's Army are bottled up by huge crowds of people in several places in the city. There are some places, however, where airborne units, whose tires were slashed, jumped off the trucks they were in and have forced their way through the crowds. So you do have some troops still making their way on foot toward Tiananmen Square, where the pro-democracy students are camped. This, at the moment, on the face of it, would look as if the people are holding the army in place. But what we know is that the army has committed only a tiny part of its available force. We put the number at about 20,000 troops whose elements have been identified so far. We know that they started with perhaps 200,000 troops outside the city. We know as well that to the east there is a strong force of tanks, and to the west a strong force of armored personnel carriers. Neither has started to roll. So while the people seem to be holding the forces in check, it's touch and go. And if an army decides it's going to take this city, of course, doing it simply depends on how much force they're willing to use, how much lethal force they're willing to use against the people. The army could take the city if they're willing to kill people. So at the moment, it's a question of will the People's Army use force against the people, and how much of the main force will be committed tonight.
Jack, I think a big question in a lot of people's minds is why is it that the army has not been given the authority to just move in and get these people out? Obviously, there is some reluctance on the part of Chinese authorities to give that okay.
Well, that reluctance seems to be diminishing. First of all, they have now published the fact that the order has been given to the army to take the city and to enforce martial law. There was a tacit agreement between the government and the people that the People's Liberation Army would not be ordered to use force against civilians. But in a broadcast on nationwide television tonight, the government announced that that deal is off. The soldiers will use all necessary means against anyone who gets in their way.
Correspondent John Sheehan reporting from Beijing.
What could be the big showdown between the government and the pro-democracy demonstrators? Correspondent Richard Roth is in Tiananmen Square. A few minutes ago, he told correspondent Bob Schieffer that the government has turned on the lights to illuminate the area like a ballpark during a night game, and there was gunfire as troops began to move in.
I'm now moving off the obelisk at the center of the square. I'm moving south. Toward the sound of gunfire, there's a considerable amount of automatic weapons fire that we hear out the south. And flying over the square, that is from south to north, a lot of tracer bullets now, as if there is some plan to start shooting more directly into the square. We're trying to move away from the area where there would be gunfire, toward the area, see if we can get to the side to see where it's coming from.
Dick, you were seeing those tracer bullets before, but now you're beginning to hear the rifles firing, and you don't know if that's the fire from that's causing the tracer bullets or if they're firing into the crowd, I take it.
No, well, they don't seem to be firing into the crowd. There are no troops that we can see firing into the crowd. And I would guess, from what I'm hearing, perhaps you can hear the gunfire in the background, that it so far is from the tracers.
Does it appear, Dick, from
now
the...
Now it's clearly more than just from the tracers.
And it appears apparently to be closer because you're hearing it more clearly now, I take it.
The effect has been really to virtually empty most of the square except for the area around the model of the Statue of Liberty and the obelisk.
The people are hearing these shots and they're trying to take cover, trying to get away, apparently.
They're not sure quite where to go. There are a number of people that are running south to north, that is, running toward our position, which now we're at the southwest corner of the square. In addition, while all this is going on, the municipal-controlled loudspeakers that surround the square are telling the citizens of Beijing to stay home tonight, that there are hooligans and ruffians in Tiananmen Square.
Can you see any vehicles, Dick? Are you able to see, any troops?
I can now. I can't see yet what it is. From here, it looks like a bus. It seems to be moving. It is moving from the south, coming north through the square. Stand behind this cement, please. And there are people running in front of it. We don't know yet what is behind it. It now is about 200 yards away from me, and I believe you ought to be able to hear that, the gunfire now that's coming with it.
There was a shot. Another.
The crowd is not panicked. Some people are running. Many people are walking. Every once in a while, somebody will come by and offer you a piece of cloth soaked in what seems to be vinegar, presumably as an aid against the effects of tear gas, but we haven't smelled tear gas here yet. There is a vehicle moving toward me. It's a bus, presumably a bus. Well, we don't know what it contains. And behind it are some troops, we guess, because the gunfire is getting closer, although I can't see them yet. Let's move over here. Now people are running away from the gunfire, from the advancing troops, assuming they are advancing. I guess they are.
Dick, that sounds very much like automatic weapons fire.
Yeah, but automatic weapons, but being fired essentially one shot at a time for the most part. We can see the troops now. There are, about six or seven abreast. They're marching in columns of about four. They're moving from my vantage point, at least. There are thousands of them. Troops in extraordinary numbers. They're moving south to north along the western side of the square. They've got rifles on their shoulders. They're wearing helmets. They're in battle dress. And as they're advancing, there are people who are firing these, I guess, what we could call warning shots and flares into the square. They're marching at about double time now, in very close ranks. And my goodness, the ranks just go on for, and trying to peek around the corner and look, for the size of a football field and a half at least, maybe two football fields. And they seem to be six or seven abreast. They're not breaking rank. They're approaching now the facade, the front facade of the Great Hall of the People, which is on the west side of the square, moving a bit slower now toward the north. Now, I must tell you that if they move west to east to try to take the square, they'll move right across our position. So far, they haven't done that. There are students running behind them, throwing rocks, picking up debris from the concrete on the square, and hurling it at the soldiers. But again, the soldiers have not yet broken ranks, nor have they fired tear gas. Now, no tear gas, but from where we are, 100 yards away or so, you can certainly smell the smell of cordite from the gunfire. Now, curiously, this seems to be the only area the troops are moving on so far. That is, I can't see them, at least, moving up the...
It pains me to have to report this to you, but the government of the People's Republic of China has declared a total news blackout. I have in my hands Beijing Municipal Order Number 3. There are two sections to this order. I will go to the more important section, Item 2, and I will quote slowly. Quote, without the approval of the Beijing municipal government, foreign reporters and reporters from Hong Kong and Macau may not enter organs, organizations, plants, and mines, and may not make interviews, take photographs, or make video recordings on the street. Those who do will be subject to action by the duty personnel. We are in contact, by radio contact, with all of our people, and we have nothing untoward to report as regards our personnel. Uh-oh, I'm in our control room, and I was looking at the monitor. Our live camera shot was still up from Tiananmen Square. The monitors have gone black. I don't know what that means. We're scampering to find out. But, yes, we are in contact with our people in Tiananmen Square. We're in contact with all our crews. Our crews have fanned out. Stand by, please. We are in contact with all our crews. Everybody has been made aware of the order, and everybody at this point is safe. So our people are okay, and all of our personnel are aware that a total news blackout has been declared with the threat of action by the authorities.